We should be speaking to DCI, Jack Meadows. Simon Rouse. Simon, my friend, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you very much.
Oh, hey, excellent.
Hi, Simon.
Now, I've got to ask, how it must feel sad to say an end of an era to the Bill, because, I mean, it was 27 years it was on the beat for. I mean, surely, how can you say goodbye to something as good as that?
Well, it finished 3 years ago now, didn't it?
It did. It was a long time. It seems like a long time ago.
Well, it's very easy for me, because I've been in it for so long, and I was really glad to finish it. I've been in it, I've done, like, every kind of permutation of any police story you can imagine I'd done.
Absolutely.
After 18 years. So I was really glad to leave. And But I'm sure it's very sad for some people who had only just joined the show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was good. It was good. Very selfishly, you know, it was a good time.
Absolutely.
Good to finish. Good to say cheerio. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're speaking to one of your colleagues. We're speaking to Graham Cole later on in November. He's up in Edinburgh doing stuff, so we're speaking to him. So I suppose, really, the basic question to start with, where did your career begin from going from to DCI Jack Meadows? Where did it start from?
Well, school, Bradford, you know. I was a little kid at school, and that's the one thing. I discovered it when I was about 11 or 12. I discovered that's what I really like doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just followed my nose, really, ended up doing all those things that you do, like, you know, at drama school, and then...
Absolutely.
Then on from there, you know.
Followed the dream. Did you have any heroes as you were growing up that you inspired to be like, and say, oh, I really like that person, or I really like this one, and this is...
actors.
Yeah, actors or actresses.
When I was younger, yeah. I suppose Rod Steiger.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin Blakely, the late Colin Blakely.
Mm-hmm.
Like Rod Steiger and Ian Holm. I used to love Ian Holm. They were great. They were all kind of character actors as well.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. And in terms of if you hadn't chosen acting and being in the Bill and being in everything else from your extensive CV, what would you have done?
I think I've probably been gone into social work in some sort, probation, mm-hmm. something like that. Because all my family are teachers and social workers and things like that, you know.
Nice
so
to know.
I've probably just gone along with that, you know.
Uh-huh. And in terms of the role of Jack Meadows, as you were saying, it seems to have been, you seem to have done literally every storyline from such gripping stuff. How did you go about getting the role of Jack Meadows?
Well, I went to audition and I auditioned for, it was just for, to join us in three episodes as a visiting superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that auditioned me, the director that auditioned me,
mm-hmm.
a director called Graham Theakston,
mm-hmm.
really good director, who I used to work with in Bradford when we were teenagers. We used to stack shelves together in Morrison's.
Oh, wow.
And he was directing it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
That's probably why I got the job.
A blast from the past. You were such a good shelf stacker in Morrison's. If the Bill was to return, I know that due to drama cuts and things like that, if it was to return, would you go back as the role of Jack, or would you go back as somebody else?
I wouldn't go back at all.
Oh.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't think of anything worse, actually.
Oh, okay.
To be honest with you, no.
Yeah.
God, no.
the role of Jack, then, was that... Was most of it scripted, or was some of it your own input? How does that work? I'm curious to know.
It was all scripted, and just very, very occasionally you could change a little bit of the dialogue, you know, because but you couldn't. It was all scripted, and you had to do what was ever there, you know.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Yeah. How much of Jack was personal experience in terms of you? Was it something that you could relate to in any way in terms of you yourself?
I guess I kind of pretended to be my dad, really. I mean, it was like, you know, I'm an actor, you know, so mm-hmm. because my father was an inspector of education.
Ooh.
You know, that generation wore mm-hmm. a suit and was kind of quite an authority figure, you know. Mm-hmm. So I guess he was my inspiration, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
Now, I know that you've done a lot of theatre work, and from looking through your CV, it seems as though it's just a mountain of stuff. How does that compare with working on a TV set? Is it different in any way, or is it similar?
It's very different, and probably, compared to something like The Bill, it's it's very exciting. I mean, the bill was kind of exciting, but when you've done it for a long time, you know.
Absolutely.
No, I think theatre is much more exciting and much more immediate and much more. I prefer the theatre, I must say. I can choose.
Yeah.
The trouble is, there's very few jobs in the theatre that pay any money, you know.
Of course, of course.
Like, you know, but. I'd much rather do theatre, yeah.
I know that you did the Full Monty this year when it was up in Edinburgh, and I was gutted that I didn't get along to see it. However, I mean, I've seen the film and I think it's wonderful. Here's another question for you. Was there, like, I know I'm going back to the Bill for a moment. Was there, like, a favourite episode in the Bill that you kind of thought, blimey, I really enjoyed that? Or was it just all, was there all much of the same kind of type thing?
Yeah, the best, the favourite episode was... is one of the half-hour episodes. And, God, I've forgotten the actor's name. He was a Scottish actor, actually, who I played opposite. I've forgotten his name, but maybe it'll come to me before. But it was a half-hour episode, and it was set... It was meant to take place during the one night at Sun Hill. It's like, you know, what it was like to be spend a night shift in a police station.
It
was one of the very earliest half-hour episodes that they did. And Douglas Henshaw.
Yeah,
he played the character, and I think he'd only just come out of drama school at that time. Anyway, it just the story was just this man who pushed his wife off a balcony off a high rise block of flats. He was drunk and he'd pushed her off in that during a kind of a scuffle, you know. And it was bringing him into the station and interviewing him, and but he'd done it and he wasn't denying it.
No,
it was just a matter of tidying up, and it was just so simple, incredibly simple story. And Douglas Henshaw was absolutely fabulous in playing the character. He just was just so real, and so it's something I always remember. And I think in many ways, I think that was the Bill at his best, were those half-hour episodes, and they were very, very simple police procedure kind of stories, and very simple and very clean, very, very clear. That was when the Bill was at its best, and of course because it got so successful, then they went to an hour, and then some of the hour episodes were very, very good, but I think that was the Bill at its best, really, those half-hour stories.
It sounds as though it was. I mean, I know from watching an interview that Graham Cole did, Graham was saying that he used to go out on the streets with the actual police of London, the Metropolitan Police, to kind of get inside their heads as to what they were experiencing for real life, because he was saying it's different being a copper as an actor, but actually seeing things in real life to see what the police have to deal with is quite something. I mean, I know that he was saying that. So it's always something different to look at when you see it like that, in terms of that.
I suppose so, yeah.
And had you ever seen Jack becoming a long-term member, shall we say? Or had you just...
No, I never had done, no. I never did. I think I was very wise. I always thought of it, because we were on these contracts for like 6 months. They usually had you on for a year's contract, and they'd have an option on you after 6 months. So if you were wise, and I was, I always thought of it as just 6 months at a time. So I was continually thinking, well, I'll be moving on, or, you know, I never ever took it for granted that I'd be staying that long.
No, of course.
And it just went on and on, and of course, it was like, you know, it was so well paid, and you know what I mean, a comfortable job. So every time they offered me it again, you know, I said yes, because the wage went up every time.
Absolutely.
So, like, you know, I stayed there.
And it was great to see you. I mean, I have to condemn you for some of your work. It was absolutely superb. The roles in that. I mean, there must have been like you must have done like every storyline under the sun in terms of just in terms of like rape storylines or car crash scenes, big gun and knife point crimes, exploding of Sun Hill fire station and everything. I mean,
you did all that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. So in terms of were there any actors or actresses that you always wanted to work with? I know that you mentioned Douglas Henshaw. Was there anybody else?
I didn't know. He was just out of drama school when he did it. Anybody else who was in it? There were lots of really good people in it. Hugh Laurie was in it.
And, yes.
I remember bumping into him, and because I thought he's such a good actor, and he's such a lovely man, and so funny, and I was really chuffed when he turned up. Who else was in it? I mean, we had Ray. I did an episode with Ray Winston. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, there were some really good people. But there were a lot of actors who came in and did fabulous performances, you know, you'd never heard of, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And who were great, you know. We went through, it must have gone through Equity about 3 or 4 times, you know. Mm.
Yeah.
Some really, really good people.
Exactly, exactly. And, of course, you also worked on Coronation Street and in Broadchurch as well. How did that compare to working on From the Bill? Because they're different in any way. How did they compare?
Well, it's the same thing, really, you know, TV. Both TV shows. Both very quick. They both work very quickly. Broadchurch is very quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so is The Street. The Street is like greased lightning, you know. You go in there, you do the scene, you run it, you know, and you finish, you know. So it's actually, in a way, doing stuff like that, you know, being in The Bill is good training for stuff like that.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Well, Simon, you've been wonderful. It's been great to talk to you. In terms of, I was going to ask, could we get, another question. Broadchurch, they're coming back for a season, another series. Do you think you'll go back and enter it again, do you reckon? Or will that
I haven't
be...
a clue.
You just wait and see what happens. Wait and see.
I'm doing the full Monty, you see, and we do that in London in January. We open at the Noah Coward Theatre on February the 10th in the West End.
Mm.
So we'll be doing that next year for 6 months anyway.
Lovely. Wow. Well, and that will that be on tour again, or will it just be...
We're going to do 2 weeks in Cardiff, 2 weeks in Bath, and then we go into London, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
very nice. Lovely. Well, I'll try and get down to see that. So if I can ask, could we get you to do a wee soundbite for us in terms of what you're listening to? Could we get you to say, in terms of, like, since your character was DCI Jack Meadows,
yeah,
could we get you to say that you're DCI Jack Meadows and you're listening to East Coast FM 107.6? Would that be okay for you?
Yeah, DCI Jack Meadows listening to
107.6 East Coast FM.
107.6 East Coast FM.
Yep, that's the
okay
one. So I'll give you a countdown. 3, 2, 1, on you go.
Hello, this is DCI Jack Meadows, and I'm listening to 107.6 East Coast FM.
Thank you very much, Simon. It's been great to talk to you. Best of luck with the full Monty next year, and you've just been a pleasure, an absolute pleasure.
Thanks very much.
Okay, anyway, thank you very much.
Thanks,
all right, Simon. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.